Welcome to On the Frontline, the Safety Learning and Operations Podcast. My name is Dr. Gina Anderson, and I am the CEO and co-founder of Luma Brighter Learning. Luma helps the transportation and logistics industry save lives through our award-winning connected learning platform because we believe that we are connected, and when you are, you can reduce risk, spark change, and learn with purpose. And that is why we are celebrating the people designing better outcomes for those who move our industries. Stick around to the end of the show and we'll reveal how you could be our next guest to be celebrated in about 15 to 20 minutes. Let's go. I am so excited today to welcome you to my most amazing guest, Rebecca Brewster. She is the president and chief operating officer at ATRI, and ATRI is the trucking industry's non-for-profit research organization whose mission is research to improve the trucking industry's safety and productivity. She is the recipient of several awards, including Fleet Owner Magazine's 2016 Dozen Outstanding Women in Trucking, the 2013 Influential Women in Trucking Award from the Women in Trucking Association, and the 2010 J.R. Bob Halliday Award given by the 50 State Trucking Associations. I am so honored and so just incredibly blessed to have her on my show today. Rebecca, thank you for being here. I'd love for you to introduce yourself and just tell everyone, you know, what you're passionate about and about your organization.
Absolutely. Gina, thank you for having me on today. It's a real pleasure to be with you. And I know you and I have crossed paths at a number of different industry events, so I'm pleased that we have some time to just talk about what we do. As you said in my introduction, ATRI is the trucking industry's not-for-profit research organization, and that's what we do. We are here to serve the industry by providing the data and analysis to make the industry better. And that's really what fuels my passion. When you think about the fact that 70%+ of all this nation's freight is hauled by truck, there are 3 million professional truck drivers in this country who are, in some respects, the ultimate end users of our research, it really motivates us to do our best work to make sure that we're making their roadway environment safer and helping them operate more efficiently and productively and ultimately driving the economy to a better place.
Absolutely. Everything we do, you have an influence on, Rebecca. Everything that we have, your research really sets the stage for everything. And I think about what is, like, from your perspective, leading from the front line mean to you, and how has that really shaped your mindset to make really pivotal decisions, maybe in the research you do or how you contribute to the industry?
I think one of the key hallmarks of ATRI is the involvement of this external group we call our Research Advisory Committee. And it's made up of motor carrier executives, industry suppliers, so like insurance, equipment manufacturers, truck stop operators. We've got professional truck drivers represented on the rack. We have law enforcement. We have government. So it's boots on the ground individuals who come together once a year to figure out where are their knowledge gaps in the trucking industry to which ATRI can bring its expertise to bear. And so we really rely on that group to help direct what we do at ATRI. We all as researchers have a passion for what we do. We love research, just like I know you do. But we're very also passionate, as I said, about improving the trucking industry. So to have this group of individuals, right now the RAC is 37 people, members.
Wow.
To have this group of individuals who are committed to figuring out what research will best advance the industry is really encouraging to us and exciting to us. And so we have their input through review of research proposals, and then they vote to prioritize what studies we should be working on. So it's exciting work. And when you think about how important the trucking industry is to the nation's economy, it's really pretty heady when you think about the fact that we're, with the involvement of this Research Advisory Committee, figuring out where our work can make a difference for the industry and for the economy.
Absolutely. And I often wonder when you were presenting at NTTC and I was listening to you, I was thinking about, I wanted to ask you if you could choose, or based on the research that you have done, one thing that you would change about maybe a system or something that's going on in your industry, what would it be? Like, what would you change based on the research, and what would you maybe create instead of that? Because I just love the research you're doing and you're just contributing so much. So, what would it be? There's probably lots of things, but if you could choose one.
There are lots of things, but when I think about our workforce and how critical it is to us, I really wish we as an industry could do a better job of bringing young people into trucking careers and specifically into driving careers. And so we know that one limitation is the current prohibition on 18 to 20-year-olds driving in interstate commerce. So you can't haul freight state to state. So think about a state like California. If you're 18 to 20-year-old, you can drive a tractor trailer from Los Angeles all the way up to San Francisco, but you can't keep going into Oregon. And safety doesn't really recognize state lines. If you're a state driver, you're going to be a safe driver in California, just like you are in Oregon. And so we miss an opportunity there with young people who are coming out of high school who might be interested in a driving career, but whose options are more limited in terms of career path. And so I'd love for, as a nation, for us to recognize how critical it is to recruit new drivers, to properly train those drivers, to get them into the industry earlier on, so that we're not just looking for people who are in their second or third career choice when they come to truck driving jobs.
That I would have never imagined you saying that, but I can see why that is so important and critical. Because look, we're not going to be here forever. Like you said, the research that you were doing, Rebecca, is really, it's changing the future. It's changing the future of trucking, and I love that so much. What do you think, from your research and your standpoint, is the most powerful lesson that the frontline workers teach us about humanity? And I love this. I love this because I think about our hearts and our minds.
No, absolutely. And in fact, I was just sharing this story with another reporter, actually. I think one of the best silver linings to come out of the COVID pandemic was it was the first time in my career, and I've been in the industry 35 years, it was the first time when we really saw national recognition of how important truck drivers are, how we all rely on getting stuff, whether back in COVID it was toilet paper and whatever, but there's nothing in our lives that doesn't spend at some point in its journey some time on a truck. And so that recognition that it is the men and women who drive professionally for this country is so critical. And I love the recognition they got. I feel like some of that has slipped away 5 years now past the pandemic. And I'd love for us to figure out how we institutionalize that well-deserved recognition for the men and women who drive truck for us.
Absolutely, absolutely. The research that you do every day, like, lifts up all of that throughout the year. It's not just one day we recognize. It's the research and the work that you do that's so critical to continue to educate and support these drivers. So I can appreciate that. Do you have a moment or something at your organization where maybe innovation from the research emerged from maybe an unexpected place, or something that came out that really shaped the future of the industry?
I think back to the early 2000s when we started working with truck GPS data. So basically, GPS pings from trucks operating in real world operations. And we started to work with that data. We have a data set now that represents over a million trucks worth of data that comes into ATRI in near real time. And what we've been able to do a host of analyses with that. But I think one of the biggest game changers has been our annual analysis of the top truck bottlenecks. And
I
so,
saw
using
that.
this data from trucks, we identify where trucks are operating slowly and how many trucks are impacted at each one of those congestion choke points. And Gina, what I love to see is state departments of transportation take our annual list of the top 100 bottlenecks and they make investment decisions
I
based on
love
that
that.
and change the infrastructure so that it operates more efficiently. So, truck drivers aren't sitting in congestion as bad as they once were. And for that matter, car drivers aren't sitting in as bad a congestion. The supply chain moves more efficiently. Safety is improved. When I think about game-changing research and how we've changed the trajectory of things, I
Yeah.
think about that annual bottleneck list.
That was a beautiful research study. I like was sitting in the audience and I just wanted to come hug you. I've been in that traffic jam in Atlanta. It's like I've been there. So thank you for that. That was like a really impactful, but you're right, it changes lives in so many ways. So 10 years from now, how do you hope that your work has moved the industry forward for the people that keep it moving? You're leaving your legacy, Rebecca, every single day. And how do you hope it continues to move the industry forward?
Again, I harp on truck drivers because I feel so strongly about it, but I would hope that ATRI's research will improve safety. So, things like our crash predictor model that help fleets understand which driver behaviors are most predictive of a future crash, but also how do we bring new people into our workforce? And so, we've talked a lot about in our research and done research on the shortage of women in driving positions. And while our crash predictor model shows us that women are safer drivers than men drivers, we just don't do a good job of recruiting women into the industry, particularly in the over-the-road driving space. And there are a lot of externalities that make that challenging. Women are traditionally the ones who have the family care responsibilities, which makes driving over the road a little more challenging. But we have done excellent research to identify what those challenges are, but more importantly, what the industry can do to mitigate those challenges. So when I retire and look back on my career, I'd like to see a bigger percentage of women in truck driving positions than we have currently now.
That is beautiful. I love that. Thank you so much for doing everything you do. I really want everyone to know you and the work that you're doing because it's so important. And Rebecca, I wanted to share that I started this podcast because I really wanted to recognize leaders like you who really are changing the industry. And I don't know if you know the symbol of a pelican, but today I want to honor you and we want to honor not people who get all the spotlight because your kind of leadership that you do doesn't always get the spotlight, but you move mountains. And maybe, Rebecca, you're not the loudest voice in the room and you're not chasing titles or applause, but you are the one, and I've seen you so many places that you show up and again for others in the industry. And you quietly go on without a lot of loud noise and people cheering for you. But I wanted to start this podcast because on the front line, I wanted to create this Pelican Award for honoring individuals like you who are quiet heroes, people who lead with heart, who carry the weight of others without asking for anything in return. And I chose a pelican because of it's a symbol. Not only is it from Charleston, but in nature, pelicans live and they hunt in groups. They thrive not through isolation, but through community and connection. They represent teamwork, social bonds, and the balance of giving and receiving. And today, the Pelican Award goes to you because you embody all of these traits. You see the strength in others and lift them higher. And you may not even know, like with women, like you talk about that, who are in the audience, that you inspire, like me. Who you see the strength in others and you lift them higher without ego, but who leads not from the front, but within the community. And your work might not always make the headlines, but your impact is lasting, it's personal, and it's powerful. So today, Rebecca, I honor you for the way you move people forward quietly and purposely, and for the community that you've built, and for the balance you bring, and for the lives you changed. Just by being who you are and you. So, congratulations. I'm so glad to give you this pelican and it will be shipped to you from love from Charleston.
Thank
And
you.
thank you so much for joining
That
me today.
is such a beautiful surprise. Thank you. I'm a
Oh,
little choked up now.
it's my pleasure having you on the front line because what the work you do moves the industry forward. So, thank you for being here. Are there any final thoughts you want to leave for the audience today?
No, just thank you for all you do. And we will have to be more intentional when our paths cross at events in the future to spend a little time together. So thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Dr. Gina Anderson here. Thank you so much for listening to On the Frontline, the Safety, Learning, and Operations podcast. If you are a successful director, VP, or C-level executive, and you're solving some of the toughest challenges in training, engagement, and risk reduction, we would love to have you on this show. Please visit podcast@learningwithgina.com and apply to be a guest. If you got something out of this interview, would you share the episode for me on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend, or just post it on your social media channels. If you know someone that would be a great guest, tag them on social media and let them know about the show. And use the hashtag on the frontline. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. It means so much to me. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content, so make sure you don't miss an episode and go ahead and hit subscribe if you like it. Your thumbs up, ratings, and review go a long way to help promote my show, and it means a lot to me and my team. You want to know more? Go to our website, learningwithgina.com or lumabrighterlearning.com, and follow me on LinkedIn and Instagram. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time.